Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Apparently, this theme song follows this person, our guest, one of our guests, to the Y with him. Wow, this is exciting to hear. And he's going to fill us in about that. But we want to welcome to KDWA. That song is called Baby Elephant Walk. And we have in studio with us today artist Dale Lewis and his fine art representative, Mecca Page. Nice to see both of you.
Cool. Thank you, Mo.
So I am always thrilled when I see either of you, and now to have you in studio together is great, but I hope people are able to look online at your KDWA Facebook page, because you actually brought a third entity with you.
Yeah, I brought an elephant bird. That's why the elephant song is really fitting, you know. It's 9.5 foot tall big bird on a trailer.
I've never seen an elephant bird. I thought you were making that up when you said that name.
Nobody's ever heard of them. They're actually extinct, but they lived in Madagascar maybe as recently as 700 years ago. So, you know, you're used to, you know, like dinosaurs being 65 million years ago or something.
Right.
This isn't that long ago. I find that fascinating. I'd never heard of them until I started searching for birds because I wanted to make a large bird. It's part of my Scrapasaur traveling sculpture show.
Your Scrapasaur?
Yeah, so it's Scrapasaurs. So it's kind of the centerpiece. It's kind of my woolly mammoth, but I have a lot of dinosaurs, and they're all part of the show.
Oh, brother. All right, well, let's go back to the beginning. First of all, Mecca, great to see you. You are a wonderful artist in your own right. And how do you keep track of this guy? How do you keep him?
It's pretty hard, Mo.
I bet it is.
He is always churning out amazing things, and he never fails to deliver a big surprise. And big being the key word here. So I'm always saying, hey, what do you got in mind for, you know, this? He's always texting me and calling me with pieces of found objects and junk that he picks up along the way. And so it's just amazing and fun to see what he comes up with.
Dale, tell people about your art for those people that are listening and that maybe have never seen it in person before. How do you describe your art, and how do you make your sculptures?
I claim to be a welded metal sculptor.
Okay.
So in pretty much
why
all
do you just claim it? Are you one?
Well, I keep getting more comfortable with the term. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's really made out of scrap, all kinds of. But for the most part, I weld. I can't weld aluminum. I'm not set up for that. So it's mostly steel and stainless steel and out of all kinds of scrap. If anything lays around long enough, I figure out a use for it.
We love it. And when you say anything, what are some of the crazy materials that you have used?
Well, I made a life-size rhinoceros out of stock Harley Davidson mufflers. So I cut them apart and used the chrome material. And so it's chrome turns out to be a really nice color for a large rhino. It's kind of funny because you look close, it says on there like 100 times over that this Harley Davidson exhaust conforms to such and such noise law, you know, federal noise law.
And then tell about Dumbo. I love that story.
Dumbo.
Was your elephant? What was his name?
Slim.
Oh, his name was
Slim the elephant. with satellite dish TV or satellite dish ears.
Hysterical.
Oh yeah, but he just took smaller ears and made a huge ratatouille rat that's sitting over at Lucille's restaurant in Prescott right now.
Oh
yeah, I kind of liked it in my driveway, but it really pops. It's in the courtyard at Lucille's, and it's funny.
And it doesn't scare patrons away when you think about restaurants.
Oh, it's also 9 feet tall, Dale.
Well, 8 feet. It's pretty good. It's bigger than me, and. It's just cute. It's made out of, it's got round satellite dishes for ears, Which are for, so I had to make a mouse to fit the ears,
right?
But it's all made out of kitchen utensils,
really?
So it's like bowls and spatulas and all kinds of stuff.
And can we tell they're bowls and spatulas?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look at it?
It's okay. Very, very
well
obvious.
For our friends in Prescott that are listening, get to Lucille's and check that out.
Yes.
And so, Big Bird, that is sitting actually as we speak, it's out front at our KDWA studio. Big Bird is an elephant bird, and it looks to me kind of like Big Bird from Sesame Street. What kind of bird was Big Bird from Sesame Street? Do you
I don't know? This one isn't yellow, though.
No, this one is.
It's multicolored. I actually used scrap, heavy scrap wire, so it's like eighth inch wire. But I used some mild steel, galvanized wire, and some copper clad. Which so when you look at it, it looks like copper because it turns green, but inside it's steel, so I can weld it on there. And I cut them to length and welded each feather on this bird.
How many feathers are there?
Because I didn't actually count them, but you're welcome to.
Oh. Well, there's 35,000 cars that drive by the KDWA studios every day. I have a feeling that it's close to that number. It's a lot.
Yes.
Yes. So that took you how long to make?
Oh, that's a four-month project, probably.
Oh, my gosh. And you wanted to make a bird, and you wanted to make a significant size bird.
Right. So I picked out, first of all, it's called, they call them elephant birds, so it sounds big. And it turns out they're the biggest, heaviest birds ever.
So they weren't flyers. It almost looked ostrich, too.
Yeah, kind of in a way, but it's just a lot bigger and heavier. A lot of land masses had giant flightless birds. I think humans are mostly responsible for them not being around. You know?
Okay, yeah. Okay. And so this bird, what do you hope to do with this bird?
In addition to the sculpture walks I'm involved in, we're offering some traveling sculpture shows, which anybody that has the budget for a show can bring in, you know, a dozen or more sculptures and display them for as long as they're willing to have them, you know. Some places, Como Zoo did their first show last summer.
Okay.
The University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum does a show usually every summer. They bring in some really big shows and stuff. So, and there's places all around the country that does this. I saw one nature center, a story about a nature center in Florida that brought in a show from Africa. That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So that is a great way for fellow sculptors to get together. Mecca, what are some of the things that you see at some of these sculpture walks?
Well, the sculpture walks are wonderful. They're organized mainly by the cities or groups that coordinate the city, you know, task force and things. But and Dale's been participating in sculpture walks now for, gosh,
like
quite
6 years,
time.
Maybe?
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's got quite a track record. He's won a lot of People's Choice Awards.
Because it's
Best
a competition sometimes.
Usually, yep. And the artist gets a small stipend for delivering the sculpture and loaning it to the city for, you know, 6 months or a year or however long their sculpture walk might last. But then in many cases, the winners end up being, you know, the benefit of being able to sell their sculpture to the city, or the city will buy that sculpture. And so Dale's had that happen at least.
They call it the People's Choice Award. Usually they're all a little bit different, but mostly the top prize is public votes on their favorite. So if it wins the favorite, you get the most votes, they buy it for permanent display. Like, I have a handful of Godzilla down in Mankato. I have a couple in Salina, Kansas now. Slim the Elephant, we were just talking about. And Patches the Hippo. She's really colorful. They got her right downtown in front of a really drab history museum. You know, it's just the colors just pop, you know.
Oh, so that's pretty special.
So yeah, so Dale's had some great success with those, and it was this past winter that we decided to start taking some of the sculptures that he's generating and put them into groups of like like or similar kinds of things, like Scrapasaurs that he mentioned, is about, I guess it's up to 15 sculptures or something like that, maybe 10 sculptures at this point. But they're all different kinds of dinosaurs. And then we have another one called Scraptici, which is about 15 different sea creatures. So he just recently finished a big, large leatherback sea turtle for that, and a belly of the whale sculpture. And, you know, so we're in the process of letting arboretums and zoos and aquariums and parks nationwide know that those are available. But those get booked out sometimes 2, 3, and 4 years in advance. So it takes a little while to get that, you know, going. Although Big Stone Mini Golf here in Minnetrista booked one of Dale's exhibits called the Lewis and Art Exhibition. And so they are featuring how many pieces right now? Three pieces.
But he's bought some large scale sculptures from me in the past. And this spring he bought Sasquatch, and people might remember him. He was 8 feet tall, all hairy,
and frightening. I mean, because he was lurking in different places.
Right. So they have Sasquatch sightings every day at Big Stone Mini Golf. Bruce Stillman is the guy that owns it. He's an artist. He's been an artist all his life.
Okay.
And does some really neat things. And he's just been real supportive of bringing my work into his place.
So Big Bird is currently going where?
Anywhere I go.
Oh,
really? I put him on the trailer.
Remember?
Yeah, that's right. I get confused.
Okay, because I saw an egg there, and then you reminded me that. Okay, so she. Okay.
Big Bird is on my trailer because she was in my driveway and kind of in the way, so I put her in the trailer. I don't know how long I'll keep her there until I need the trailer. But so right now she goes anywhere I go.
And I bet you get a lot of looks.
Oh yeah, I was just at Holiday getting fuel, and it was fun.
So as soon as he gets this next sculpture finished, which is the bicycle tree.
So I'm working on a tree on a bicycle. I have an automotive tree that I just installed a few weeks ago down in the riverfront in Hastings. I don't know if people know this, but Hastings leases 5 sculptures from me for down by the riverfront. They put in pads, sculpture pads down there and stuff. And I had things there last year, and we just swapped them out. And one of the new ones is something I call the automotive tree. So it's made from a Chevy pickup frame, like the branch, like the trunk and branches. And then it's got like 30 hubcaps on it, so it looks kind of funky and stuff. Well, now I'm doing kind of the same thing with bicycles, but I'm coming up a little bit short. So if any listeners have a bicycle they'd like to incorporate it into a sculpture, I'm looking for anything that's old enough to still be a steel frame, because some of the new ones are aluminum. But if the magnet sticks to the frame, I could use it.
Oh, so that's how we know. So test your old bike frames, and if a magnet sticks to them. So what are you looking for? The whole bike itself?
Right.
Like the fenders or what?
So I just use them in as big a piece as I can.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make something that looks like a tree.
So if they have any of this, where could they get a hold of you?
Well, they could drop it off.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think the proprietors of KDWA would appreciate that.
Yeah, so my phone number is 612-418-8652.
Would you come and pick them up with your trailer with your Big Bird in the back, or how?
Well, I don't know. If it was convenient, I would.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, that might be worth it for somebody to give a call. You know, down at the river, you mentioned that you have 5 sculptors. The one is a cannon with flowers coming out of it. Very funny, very clever.
It's kind of a guy art piece, you know? It's like I had this tube that looked like a cannon, and I made some wheels for it, and stuck it together, and then the tone it down, because people get worried about
guns,
you know. Military equipment and stuff. So I stuck some flowers. I made some flowers coming out of the barrel, and I really liked the way it turned down, because from the right distance it looks like it just fired off, you know.
Yes.
And then you get closer and realize, oh, it's a bouquet, you know. And then I titled it Bloom Boom, kind of a play on the whole idea there.
Where do you come up with all of these?
The titles are, sometimes it's tough, sometimes it just comes out, you know.
Right.
Like Big Bird just happened this morning, you know.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
What were you calling her before?
Well, I was calling her Elephant Bird, because that's what she is. But, you know, Big Bird seems to flow off my tongue a little
easier. Yes, it does. Yeah. I think she needs a name, though.
Big Bird isn't good enough?
Well, Big Bird kind of describes her. That's more of a describing.
Well, what do you think would be fitting?
I don't know. Let's maybe we could have a contest.
Maybe.
That'd be kind of fun.
That sounds like a good idea.
Big Bird, name her. Well, you know what? We'll throw some names out maybe on the KDWA Facebook page. How's that? Maybe.
So here's something about here's a bird fact. I got a small T-Rex in my driveway. I call her Little Susie after the big fossil. Anyhow, there's a robin, a pair of robins with a nest in the mouth. So they're like the bravest robins ever. A couple weeks ago, she laid 3 eggs, and now there's two chicks and still one egg left to hatch. And
in the mouth.
On his Facebook page, I just posted it this morning, are some pictures of the robin inside Little Susie's mouth.
Yeah. Oh, for crying out. What did you call them? The bravest robins?
Yeah, they're nesting in a T-Rex mouth, you know?
Or the most trusting mama robin around.
How cute is that? So we have an opportunity to see your artwork in Hastings on the Riverwalk. Where else? Around.
One of the things I'm going to be doing here in a couple weeks is I'm going to have some sculptures displayed at the Dakota County Fair. So I really like the fair. I try to get out there every year, and I've entered pieces in their competition before when I first got started, and I like visiting the art building every time. They really have an incredible photo competition out there and stuff. Well, I was contacted by the fair and asked if I would be interested in displaying some sculptures. So that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing a couple out there for in support of the arts building and stuff. So hopefully people will enjoy them.
And we'll find those in front of the art building?
I believe so. You know, all I know is I'm showing up with these sculptures, and we're going to find a place for them. So I don't really, really know the location.
And none of your sculptures have been stolen since that big debacle a couple years ago?
That was
just last spring. Yeah, last spring when I went to pick up the crocodile that was missing.
Yeah, and he was bye-bye.
Yeah. He's displayed in Mason City, Iowa now.
Oh.
Part of their sculpture walk.
Okay.
And Rosemont has one of Dale's dinosaurs right this minute in front of the Steeple Art Center, right?
Yes, it's a stegosaurus, 25 foot long. So it's a big dinosaur in front of a Catholic church.
It used
to be a Catholic church.
What about Dieter Auto Sales? Do you have
anything out there? He's a real good friend and neighbor, and doesn't have very many cars right now, but he has a giant Chinese dragon named Bing, and he has a dog sled team. I encourage people to stand on the sled, and it's got five dogs, and you can look like you're ready for the Iditarod.
Oh, I love it.
And just down the street in front of Duff's Tavern, there's a 12-foot-tall giraffe that's all made out of silverware. So I got a very local presence
yes,
in Vermilion.
You
and, you know, some people might remember Pokey and Gumby
being
around town. I had to pull them here just a month ago, something like that. It was unfortunate because they missed the Rivertown days.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but they were looking a little rough because I've painted them a couple times with some spray paint.
Okay.
But I decided to take it up a notch, and I got them in for sandblasting and a professional paint job. So I don't know when they're going to be ready, but when they come back, hopefully they're going to hold up better.
And where will they go back?
I don't know, but the city assures me they're going to have a good spot for it.
Love it. Well, I'm so grateful that you both came in today. Wonderful to see you both, and we thank you for all the fun, and you're bringing art to the real world, and we love it. We love it, love it. We want to say thank you to our guest, artist Dale Lewis. He is a metal sculptor, and he is so creative, and if you have not seen his displays, you need to get out and just check them out. They're wonderful. And also, we want to thank Mecca Page, his fine art representative. And we're grateful for you coming in and taking the time to chat with us today. And you're listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. ¶¶